There's been a long-standing debate in medicine over how the drug industry spends its dollars. Money spent on research helps develop new pharmaceuticals. Advertising helps sell them. Data from two market research firms shows U.S. drug companies spend twice as much money on marketing than on research. Port Wing Democrat Gary Sherman says by targeting consumers directly, drug makers are trying to convince patients to ask their doctors for a certain brand of medication.
These companies would not be spending twice as much on advertising as they're spending on R&D if it didn't work. And working means that they are usurping the role of the doctor in making an independent professional judgment about what drugs people should take.
The trade group for pharmaceutical makers did not respond to a media call about the study, but in the past has defended advertising as a way to inform the public about disease and treatments they aren't aware of. Representative Sherman says his primary concern is patient safety. He also thinks marketing drives up the cost of medication. The report published in the Public Library of Science said the industry spent $57 billion on promotion in 2004. That includes free samples, consumer advertising, direct mail, and sales calls by drug representatives. Some clinics have limited or even banned such visits. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.